Welcome to the Avengers Podcast, where we assemble weekly to binge the MCU and all things nerd, old and new. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Avengers Podcast. That is one word, ladies and gentlemen, A-B-I-N-G-E-R-S Podcast. Give us a like, a comment, and let us know what you think of the show. You can also find us wherever podcasts are available and at AvengersPodcast.com, where you can find a little bit more about us, and you can find our merch, where we have stickers, mugs, t-shirts, hoodies, hats, all that and more. Check it out at AvengersPodcast.com. If you want to support the show, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. We have exclusive content only available on our Patreon. We have $1, $3, $5, and $10 tiers available. Check it out today for access to our Discord, shoutouts, watch parties, and exclusive episodes not found anywhere else. That's patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. I'm just one of your hosts, Brandon. I can't do it alone. Clinton, how are you doing, dude?
I am doing great. How are you?
You said, shit, he's already through. I'm sorry. Emmy, how are you?
I was trying to make people think I'm good.
Oh, you asked me how I was.
Yeah!
I had my thing ready to distract you during the intro, and then I set it down, and it's got a sticky thing on the back.
Okay.
And, okay. I set it down on my notes, and I thought I had fucked them up, but I didn't.
We are firing on all cylinders, folks.
Wow.
We are doing wonderful. All right, guys. We have two new patrons this week. We have Omar Ajlani and Sean Savage. Omar, Sean, thank you so much for supporting our show. Hey, you are awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell
welcome. Yes. Welcome to our Patreon. We hope you have a great time.
Bienvenidos a la manzana. I've already used that one.
You. Como estás muy bien.
Bienvenidos a la leche.
Omar, Sean.
Libby, libby, wa.
No, guys.
Gimme, chim, chim, churu. Hi.
Stop. Stop. Guys, thank you so much for supporting the show. Really, really appreciate it. And guys, She-Hulk episode 8. This is this the penultimate episode?
It is the penultimate episode.
I learned that through this podcast. That's the second to last episode.
Second to last.
Just say second to last. We don't have to do that.
I don't know.
Well,
I learned
that's
that.
One word instead of three words.
Yeah, but people bring back what?
Shit.
Well, now we're learning the people something.
There you go. She-Hulk episode
teaching
8.
The people.
I know. Jeez. I know. Ugh. It pisses you off, and that's why I say it that way.
She-Hulk episode 8, guys. Spoilers ahead. If you have not watched She-Hulk episode 8, this is your spoiler alert right here. We are going to spoil it. So don't listen any further. This is She-Hulk episode 8. Please. Refrain. We, if you want to come back, listen to us later, you are more than welcome to. We just dive right into all the spoilers. So here we go. Thank you for that, Emmy. So here we go. She-Hulk episode 8, spoilers. Ready? Here we go. It's happening now.
That's what I was trying to time it for.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. She-Hulk episode 8. I'm going to start with you, Emmy. What did you think of She-Hulk episode 8? It's here. It's what you've been waiting for. It is Daredevil. What were your thoughts?
So when I hung out with Clint last night, one of the first things he said to me was, oh, tomorrow night's the Daredevil episode. And I was like, fuck it. I don't care. I don't want it. I'm done. I'm over it. But mm-hmm. I loved this. I absolutely loved this.
Yep.
In my head, I was going to be so mad if they became a romantic couple. But I thought her and Daredevil were amazing. Mm-hmm. They clicked. They fit.
Oh, they're so good together.
I did not think that it was going to turn me on that much.
Oh,
but good God.
Oh, man. Okay.
I will say, okay, I didn't like the ending, but I'm willing to give it next episode to see how they resolve that.
Mm-hmm.
And after this episode, it made me like the last two episodes a lot more.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good
so
deal.
I'm this brought me back into She-Hulk and
you're ready,
I'm here.
You're ready for
I'm
that
ready
finale.
For it.
You're ready for that finale.
I would like three more episodes, honestly.
Well, look at that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's
I'm back.
Let's change gears. I'm happy to hear you're back. Clinton, Daredevil's here, man. We're here on She-Hulk episode 8. What did you think of this one, man?
Sorry, I'm having technical difficulties over here. If you heard any noises.
No, it's all good. What did you think?
We are professional.
And I have to burp.
Oh, and what? And you're not trying not to do that in the mic right now?
Yeah, I'm trying to be respectful to people. I try not to burp.
That's on. That's Patreon exclusive. I can't talk. Exclusives. All right.
If you want my burps, you have to
pay a little
to subscribe.
Yeah, you have to pay a little.
Oh well. If you want
my burp, you gotta pay for that.
This episode was the best episode of the season.
Oh wow! All right.
And I hate being that guy because I know the She-Hulk diehards are. There's like this little quarrel with the She-Hulk diehards about how when Daredevil came in, it would make it better.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it did. I thought the dynamic with Jen and Matt was great. And I thought they played well together and
they have a chemistry.
Their chemistry was great. Yeah. And I love that they introduced him as like an opposition to mm-hmm. her as a lawyer. And they didn't get introduced as heroes first. So they kind of got to feel each other out as people first. And then they discovered who they were as heroes. But I don't know. I think they played well together. I think they did. I mean, let's be honest. This was a very heavy Daredevil episode. And I feel like they introduced... This is the first appearance of him in the MCU. As Daredevil. Matt Murdock and Spider-Man.
True. As Daredevil, you're right.
As Daredevil. And there was a lot of worry about the tone and stuff. And some people are frustrated about how he joked. But I think they executed it very well. I think they called back to the Daredevil series very well. He does that laugh thing he does. Like when he's talking to someone. Like he just felt... I was just so excited for him. And I think they meshed... Like they intertwined it very well with this storyline. So this episode had me focused and excited, and I had fun the entire time. I wish more of the episodes had been.
All right, let's not get too negative with this. That was a good
I'm sorry. Movie. I'm just sad that it's going to end next week.
Episode 8. That's really good. But I think Emmy, Clinton, both of you, great. Well said. Guys, I'm here for this episode. This is the best episode of She-Hulk by far. And it's not because Daredevil was in it, just because this was also She-Hulk's true costume unveiling. It was her becoming She-Hulk. Jen just being Jen, which is wonderful as well. I love Jen Walters. I love She-Hulk. I think they're wonderful in tandem. I think Daredevil, Charlie Cox back as Matt Murdock, is such a breath of fresh air and just breathe new life into this series a little bit. I loved it. I thought it was great. It was the perfect amount of action, perfect amount of lawyer show. It was perfect amount of everything. And it doesn't have to be all action to be great, but this was just such a good, fun, let's get into it. Let's really, really dive in. And a lot of great dialogue, great writing. Like, I know when I'm taking a shit ton of notes, the episode's great. And I took a shit ton of notes. Now, we're going to speed through it. Don't get me wrong. But it's just, I really, really just... There were so many quotable things. There were so many good lines. And Matt Murdock and Jen Walters together delivered so much good stuff. So, She-Hulk is truly She-Hulk in this episode. Matt Murdock is here as Daredevil. And the MCU will never be the same again. And thank goodness for that. And can't wait. Cannot wait. It got me pumped for 18 episodes of Daredevil.
Me too.
So
I was like, I hate that I'm going to say this, but... Me too.
There we go, Emmy. That's it. This is gonna be fun.
They blended it so well. So did you guys watch the Daredevil Netflix show?
I watched the first season.
Oh my gosh, that show is just, in my opinion, phenomenal.
Oh, I've heard. I know it gets better and better.
And it's dark and gory and action packed, but I think blended it so well for it to be into She-Hulk. Mm-hmm. I think they paid homage, and we'll get there, but man, it was tastefully done for the fans old.
Well said.
And the fans of new, mm-hmm. because people that didn't watch it, you still got a backstory a little bit with him when he's talking to She-Hulk because she didn't know who he was.
Right.
Because he stays under the radar. He's not. Yeah.
They did well.
So well. They
did it so well. Let's see if anything turns the tide with our scores with Rotten Tomatoes, IMDb, all that fun stuff. Emmy, let us know. What are the people saying?
It's boring this week. There's not even anything really to get pissed off about. Critics stayed the same at 87%. Audiences went down 1 to 35%. IMDb stayed the same at 5.0. And Google users stayed the same at 51% of them liking this show.
Ah, snooze fest. This was a great episode. Yeah. Don't let those scores fool you. That's just the internet being the shitty internet it is.
So. Can I be negative for a second? I'm usually not a negative person.
Well, before you do that, can I be negative first? The critics, well, no, I guess this is actually positive. I kind of thought that we would see a dip. If there is a lag, like we kind of feel like there is, I thought that there might be a dip in critics with the last two episodes, and there wasn't. And so I guess that is kind of a positive.
That is very true.
My big negative for this episode was the CGI of She-Hulk was so bad in this. I felt like she looked like a gummy character. Like, it wasn't just her skin this time. It was her suit, like her lawyer suit in this one. Not her superhero suit. Like when she's wearing the suit as a lawyer.
It's so strange.
It looked so gummy. It looked like you could tell it was CG too. And it bothered me.
It's so weird. I actually thought the CG was pretty good this episode. That's so polar opposite of what I thought. I was like, you know what? Especially the facial expressions. I really thought they did good. Okay.
It's the light. When it's in light, it looks so bad.
Amy, tiebreaker, my friend.
Okay. I noticed a lot in the face. What really killed me was when she got out of the car at the gala and she tossed her hair a little bit.
Oh, I did notice that.
Not how hair moves.
I did notice that. I will say that was stuck out to me, but I thought the CG was pretty good for the most part. But the hair.
If you watch it again, look at her suit.
Okay.
As She-Hulk in this, like her lawyer suit, not her superhero suit.
All right. Well, guys, we're going to dive into She-Hulk episode 8 even more now. So we get started with the guard frog. People are stealing TVs, and well, actually, no, his name is the Leap Frog, and he's acting like the guard frog in this instance. A huge guy's Twisting Toe Jam. So many stupid ass references to stupid shit. And rip it, and we see that his inflammable suit is on fire, a third degree burns all over his legs, and he deserves justice and compensation for all of his pain, mental anguish, and stuff. We see that he's owed compensatory damages per Jen Walters. And guess who the suit maker is? Luke Jacobson, the same person that made She-Hulk's suit. So we immediately have a conflict of interest. She-Hulk goes to her boss and says, hey, listen, I really don't want to take this case on. And he's like, hey, you took on the Emil Blonsky case, which is arguably way more of a sensitive case than this one. Get it together. You know, go ahead and take care of it. Or if you want to settle it out of court, you can do that. But I would get to it right now. So she goes, meets with Luke Jacobson. Luke's like, no, I never make a flaw. I never put a flaw in a suit. That's bullshit. I'll see you in court. And by the way, rips her gala dress. Sorry, no longer my client. Don't care. And we are going to see Luke and Jen in court because of Leapfrog. What are we thinking with this first opening sequence, guys?
Guard Frog made me laugh out loud.
I thought it was great.
I thought it was hilarious.
I thought it was great.
I am on a list now, and I'm sorry. I'm on a list.
Okay.
Because I had to Google how hot does jet fuel burn?
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Amy's being watched by the FBI now. Yeah.
Hello. Because I didn't think about it, whatever. I typed it in, and then the first thing was like, it definitely melts hot enough to do the thing that we all know about.
Oh, God. Okay.
And I was like, oh, fuck.
No, don't do that, kids. Oh, do not Google that.
It burns at about 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Because I was like, a 900 degree like threshold, that sounds like it should be enough that this flame or the suit should be flame retardant or flame proof. Mm-hmm. But not with jet fuel because it burns so hot.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm on a list for you guys, for the listeners.
Hey, if you don't want to be a Patreon on after this, I don't know. Because we'll have to pay for Emmy's lawyer costs.
Also, fun fact, which makes me uncomfortable and I hate flying now. Most of the fuel in a plane is in the wings. So that's why, jet fuel is very flammable anyway. And that's why when there's like plane crashes, you see it. Them explode.
Thanks. I'm getting on a plane fuel, next month. So thank you.
Most of the fuel is held in the wings, which is keeping you in the air. So just a fun fact to think about. Also, awesome.
I'm literally flying next month.
My bad. I forgot.
Stop. God.
The oxygen is just to get you high.
So I understand, Clinton. Stop.
Okay. I hate flying.
We got
I know too much about planes now because I worked.
God, I swear on everything, if I could come over to your area and just like put my hand over your mouth, I would.
I'll go whoop his ass after this episode.
Thank you, please.
Yeah. Does Frogman, and that's not his actual name. That's
Leapfrog.
Leapfrog. Does he have powers or is he just a vigilante in a suit?
He's a vigilante in a suit.
Yeah. In the comics, what I looked up is he was a villain in a Daredevil comic.
I love that.
He made his first appearance.
Oh. The colors reminded me of Kick-Ass.
There's two. Yes. That's why they keep referencing
Vigilante from, he reminded me of Vigilante from Peacemaker.
Oh, I could see that. Totally can see that.
Yeah.
They keep referencing the dad because initially the dad, if I'm not mistaken, the dad was the villain, a villain as Leapfrog, and then the son took it over and tried to reintroduce himself as a hero.
So there's not anybody called Frogman?
No, there is. Leapfrog.
Leapfrog, not Frogman.
Remember. Not Frogman.
So there's not anybody called, quote, Frogman.
No. No one said that.
Where are you getting Frogman from?
Yeah, no one said that.
I feel like when that costume leaked or was put out or whatever, I feel like I saw the name Frogman.
Mm, okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
They might have had him in the... I don't know much about him, but he was like a laughable foe in the Daredevil comic.
Laughable? Are you... What?
Yeah, this Thanos level, baby.
Hell yeah. We finally got our big bad of phase four. Here it is, guys.
Frogman.
Multiverse saga.
That's all I'm going to call him is Frogman.
So, might be right. I can look it up.
There you go.
Okay. Well, while he's looking that up, Jacobson, what's his first name?
Luke
is putting stuff on a broader mannequin. You can see that the mannequin is a different size because She-Hulk, like that touch.
Yep.
And he calls it a lawyer award instead of pointing out that it's the best female lawyer. I liked that touch as well, that he was just like, you're getting a lawyer award, not a female.
We got
lawyer.
Some commentary on that when we get to it. Trust me. It gets worse. It gets worse.
Eugene Petilio is an aspiring hero and the son of former supervillain Leapfrog. So he does take on the moniker of Frogman.
Oh.
After his dad was Leapfrog.
Well done, Emmy.
Oh my God. I was right about something.
What's the credit for that?
He wanted to show.
Separate
Marvel.com.
Marvel.com. Thank you, Marvel.
His power derives from his electric cools in his boots that give him the ability to leap great distances.
Did anyone get Star-Lord vibes?
Yes.
Okay.
The Avengers and to become Peter Parker, aka Spider-Man's sidekick. That's what he wanted to do. So his dad was evil. He wanted to rebrand himself as a good guy with a suit.
So we would have Spider-Man and Frogman.
That's kind of cool.
He wanted to be Spider-Man's sidekick, according to Marvel.com.
Frogman eat Spider-Man?
Depends on the frog and spider, I would say.
I don't know if they were gay or not.
Okay, well, we're going to keep on going. So, obviously, we see that we're at the court now, and Luke Jacobson is by himself. The judge asks if he's going to be representing himself. Of course not. I'm not dumb. Matt Murdock walks in. Charlie Cox, lost my shit here. And he had trouble finding parking. I'm just kidding. My driver got lost. I thought that was funny. And immediately, Jen looks at the camera. Who's this asshole? Matt and Jen are going...
We did some more cussing in this than I remember I agree. The show having.
Matt and Jen are going back and forth regarding Jacobson.
A little bit more fucking too.
Okay. Yeah. Matt and Jen
are insight
guys,
on that.
Guys. Okay. Matt and Jen are going back and forth regarding Jacobson's reputation, not just talking about a product exclusively for superheroes and Nimity. The accords have been appealed. This was a big kind
repealed,
of break.
Repealed.
Excuse me. I put appealed. And we're not talking about celebrities. We're talking about superheroes whose privacies are important to us because their lives are at danger here if their identities are revealed. Kind of field did you use in your, or excuse me, what kind of fuel that was? Thank you, autocorrect. What kind of fuel did you use in your boosters? Jet fuel. That's not what my instructions said. We see this whole breakdown happen with Frogman Leapfrog's defense, where he used the incorrect fuel. That's no wonder the plaintiff ignored the instructions given by the person who gave the suit. The defendant is absolved of all liability. And yeah. Going back to, can you go back to being my tailor? Jin's really wanting Luke to take over. And you know, because I hate you now, Luke says. And from that guy over there, we see them at a bar and there's an apple teeny. Before we get to their bar conversations, guys, Matt Murdock was sharp in this, and so was Jin, but Jin was not privy to all the information prior to, especially the fuel thing. So I don't think anyone looked worse for wear in this. I think she actually gained a lot of respect for Charlie Cox, Matt Murdock, and I thought it was a really good scene here. What are you guys thinking?
Mm-hmm. When he walked through the courtroom doors,
You had a boner, didn't you?
Oh my God. I really wish Marvel would have held back showing him in this show in the trailers.
That completely agree.
Please, Marvel, start.
Especially if it's a one-off in this episode.
They used to be so good at this. They didn't show stuff in the trailers and they tweak it.
Yes.
But now I feel like they know that Phase 4 people haven't been a fan of. So they're like, we're going to give them a little
tweak. But imagine the eruption. Imagine like, oh my God, Daredevil's here. Holy shit. Don't show the helmet. Don't show anything. He walks through and he's a client, Luke Jacobson. You can add that right then. Don't just hold your load, Marvel. Hold it. Amy?
Blue balls at Marvel.
There you go, man.
I think what really pisses me off is because they knew they were going to get backlash from the MCU haters who are like, well, it's She-Hulk. We're taking a male superhero and we're making him female. I feel like that's the part that I think really pisses me off, is that they felt that they had to show Daredevil so that they could not get some of that backlash.
I don't know if I agree with that. And the only reason, I mean, She-Hulk's a known comic. It's a known brand. It's a known person. It's not saying, I just think they're trying to get as many people watching as possible. So let's throw in a Daredevil. Let's throw in a Wong. Let's throw in a Emil Blonsky. Let's throw the kitchen sink. Throw everything in and the kitchen sink so everyone's tuning in. But exactly to your point earlier, Emmy, in the earlier prior episodes, I'm waiting for Daredevil. Don't do that shit. Because then we can enjoy the episodes for what they are, and then Daredevil comes in and boom, what a fucking shocker.
Holy fucking
shit. There it is. It.
Yes.
It just heightens that excitement.
And it's must-see television. Week to week, you don't know what the hell you're going to see. Make it happen. You got the product. Don't fucking, I don't know. That's my opinion.
Okay. Did they show Mark Ruffalo? Did they show Wong? Did they show Blonsky in the trailer?
Yes.
All three of them?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Because I was going to say, I feel like that's enough for my point.
Yes.
Like if it's like,
agree.
If it's like, oh, well, we're taking a male character and turning him female. Mm-hmm. Like there's three males that people really like, and you can entice them with that. We don't need to add Daredevil to it, which honestly, I'm not defending that even because fuck people who
the world would have
a female show.
Twitter would have been uproared. If Daredevil was a complete surprise. And Twitter is more of a microcosm of the greater internet. Like the internet would have lost its shit.
My argument on it isn't about male, female. It's just Daredevil, Matt Murdock's introduction into the MCU. We saw him in. That's what I was saying.
Daredevil's introduction.
Daredevil's introduction.
Yep.
It's different because everyone has been wondering about Daredevil and how they're going to do Daredevil and if they're going to bring him, is it going to be canon? Is the show, the Netflix show, going to be canon to the MCU and stuff? It was just like a big, excitement thing, like the Deadpool and Wolverine thing that got announced. Like it's that level. Like how are they going to do this? And then they just give it to us in a trailer with this new suit and everything. Mm-hmm. The scene. If he wouldn't have been shown in the trailer, this scene. And the scene with the fight would have been, oh my God, I would have been, I was excited anyway, but if I didn't know about it, holy shit.
Oh yeah.
But 100%. Moving past that, because we have said that, still was impactful, still was fucking phenomenal, and still was executed great. The element of surprise was not there, but the execution was 100%. And I think we can give some credit here to Marvel Studios because I think it was a fucking phenomenal entrance, both as Matt Murdock and as Daredevil for this series. And the dialogue was amazing.
Yeah.
Loved it. So I know we're kind of harping on, ooh, if it was only a surprise, but also let's give fair credit. Hey, we knew about it and it still lived up. So mm-hmm. I really think, just to give a little bit of points there to Marvel, I thought it was a fucking wonderful execution.
And I know I've said that I'm really good at mental gymnastics to like think that I know what's going to happen, but then be like, oh, no. This is what is actually going to happen. Mm-hmm. Whenever Luke is sitting there alone, I was like, okay, so maybe, okay, all right. He's going to represent himself. Fine. We're getting Frogman this episode, and we're going to get Daredevil maybe next episode. It wasn't until Luke said, I'm not representing myself, I'm not an idiot, or whatever he says, knew. That I was like, oh, this is where Daredevil comes in. Duh, you dumb bitch.
No, not dumb at all.
A little bit.
Bitch, maybe.
Yeah, yes, definitely a bitch. I never disagreed with that
part. No, I am.
No, I'm kidding.
No, oh no, I am.
I'm not.
100%. Yep. Matt is making a really good point here that if the client list was released, you're basically just listing off a whole bunch of superheroes. Mm-hmm. You're just giving all of their names. So yeah. He's making a great point.
Great point.
And then he says, and this is, I think I wrote it in all caps in my notes because it's the biggest thing that I want to scream from the rooftops right now, mm-hmm. is just because Jen chose to make her identity known, does not let her choose for everyone else. And I'm going to leave that there.
Yep.
Because it's impactful to how I'm feeling currently. And
well said.
I loved that line. Just because she chose that way does not make her eligible to choose for every single superhero that this whole list gets to come out. Or, you know, whatever might be going on in the real world about.
Well said, Emmy. And honestly, I know, read between the lines, folks, but very, very well said, Emmy. I think that's a great point.
Thank you. I was going to bring up another point
too. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I want to talk. Sorry. Go ahead.
No. You go. I just went.
The repeal of the Sokovia Accords.
That is exactly where I was going.
This was a bomb drop.
It was huge. It was huge. But
my theory as to why is that the blip happened, right? Mm-hmm. And so that shifted everything, mm-hmm. for one. And if you really think about it, the Sokovia Accords are what caused Thanos to win because it caused division in the team in Civil mm-hmm. War. And the teams, they weren't united and didn't stay in contact. And then Thanos was able to do what he did. If you think about it, because they were in different places and didn't stay in contact. Tony and Steve, even in Infinity War, weren't talking. So I think they saw with what happened with the blip that maybe the Sokovia Accords were not the way to go.
What was because the actual
if rule? They were not controlled, they might have had more jurisdiction. They were fighting among themselves and not focusing on the bigger threats.
Yeah, but what was the actual, like, the Sokovia Accords accomplished what? What was like the goal of the Sokovia Accords?
That the government got to control.
Well, and they were what also they do. And also they were held accountable for their actions. I think that was the initial thing. Is like basically we can't continue to have a New York Lagos or continue to have mm-hmm. these things happen.
Gotcha.
You need to be held accounted for your actions. If I love Thunderbolt Ross's quote here. If I misplaced a couple of megaton nukes talking about Hulk and Thor, you better believe there'd be consequences. It's basically, hey. You ship up or ship out, guys. You can't just run rogue whenever you decide there's an action. What if you guys decide something should be done when we don't agree with it? There needs to be checks and balances here. And Captain America made the flip argument of, what if there's some place they tell us we can't go, but we feel we should?
But you should go.
You know, yeah. It's a wonderful dynamic. It's why Civil War is arguably one of the greatest Marvel movies, if not the greatest.
So fucking good.
Because it seriously has so many layers and arguments to it. Anyway, that Civil War, chef's kiss, man. But great point. This is repealed. This is big news. I'm glad we're talking about it.
I kind of guessed that I assumed that it was repealed based on...
We assume, like, but to have that confirmation is huge.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what
based
I mean?
Based on the movies that have come out.
Exactly.
And the things that have happened, I assume.
It kind of felt like it was brushed under the rug. I love that they were like, nope, it's been repealed. This is it.
Yeah.
And what a great way to put it, in a court of law as well. It's nice. It's not just someone saying...
It was Matt who said it, right?
It was. It mm-hmm. was Matt.
Makes and me if happy. I'm not wrong, the Sokovia Accords were based on a comic run about how superheroes needed to register
yeah. themselves. Oh, it's literally Civil War, the
literally
comic.
That. Yeah.
Okay. The Civil
okay.
War comic.
Yes. Okay, cool.
Yeah. And it was the registry. Which, what was it called? The Superhero Registration Act, I believe is what it
yes.
was.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
yes,
the
yes.
that's the comic. I actually have that comic. That's but they did the Sokovia Accords in the MCU, which really was
because
great.
Because Sokovia was the last straw.
Exactly. Basically. Like, it's Sokovia Accords is the Superhero Registration Act in the comics. Yeah. They did it so beautifully. So, yeah, sorry, I mean, to your point.
Well, and that I like that the parallel so well with what they're asking for is basically mm-hmm. just a list of superheroes
Bingo.
That not the government has, but that Luke Jacobson has.
The same kind of thing.
Same thing.
The
trailer, that was Matt's yeah, point. Yeah, it was like, yeah, exactly, it's been exactly. repealed. And you like, can't do this.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Bingo.
I like how Sokovia they paralleled that.
Yeah, it worked so well for this yes. scene.
Because good writing.
Did.
This is great writing. This is fucking great writing. I love when we have invested, and if you are talking about investment, anyone listening to this podcast, but especially the three hosts here that are talking to you as well, who have talked about these movies at length, go back to our back catalog. This is good shit. Cause it's like, oh, it justifies everything we've invested. Oh, it just makes our mouths water. This is good shit. This is good fucking writing, not only for the present, but for the past, everything pays off. Clapping here. Marvel Studios, really, really well done here.
Yeah. This would be a great segue if we were sponsored by like a investment group.
But we're not. So we're going to keep on going.
Speaking of investing, you can go to
God.
investment.com and invest.
No, because there's probably no. We're not sponsored by investment.com.
No, if you go no, there. No. Yeah, no, it's probably spam.
You can go to AbenderSpodcast.com/shop.
Hell yeah. You want a hoodie
invest
with
your money.
Invest money. We have new stickers.
New stickers.
I need to make a post.
We have hats. We have hoodies. The hoodies feels stickers. Warmer than a mother's embrace. And that's guaranteed until you come after us. And then it's not. So, so we keep going, guys. We see that Luke Jacobson, we see the Appletini, we see Daredevil offering a peace offering to Jen. They talk about, he talks about Luke Jacobson making a few new suits for him. He owed him one. And we see that there's a dumb client admitting to being even dumber. There's a hunch, he had a hunch about the jet fuel, the us versus them part. Jen Walters can help when society fails them, but She-Hulk can help when law fails them. You can be the best of both worlds. Actually, she even says, I can be the best of both worlds. We're all feeling this, right? It's not just me. I love she looks at the camera. And we see, really, really good banter here. We're going to pause. This is a quick little scene, but Matt Murdock.
There's a lot here.
Matt Murdock and Jen Walters are so good here. This is so early yeah. on in their relationship, but it works really, really well.
Did you just DTR? Are they in a relationship now? Like,
I don't think they're in a relationship, but God, just two fuck buddies that are awesome superheroes. you can have that. You can have a fuck buddy. There ain't nothing wrong with it. Live your life. Sorry. Yeah.
No, go ahead. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say, bet? No, I'm married to my best friend, wife, and fuck buddy.
But you won't fart in front of her.
I will not fart in front of her. Patreon exclusive if you want to hear that conversation.
Fuck buddy, not fart buddy.
Yeah. Nah. She's wonderful.
No Dutch ovens in this house.
There it is.
So in the Netflix series, Melvin Potter was... This is why I like this, the way they did this, because it don't wipe out any of the Netflix canon. So in the Daredevil show, Melvin Potter is who made the suits for Daredevil, but he ended up getting arrested. So I know a lot of people maybe have thought, like, even watching this, like, well, this doesn't make sense that Luke Jacobson is making his suits. Melvin Potter was the guy that did his suits.
Hold on. Is this spoiler alerts for the Netflix series?
Well, he made his suits. I don't think it spoils much. Well, it ain't like a big reveal.
Then he said he got you know, the old clink clink.
Yeah, he got, well, that show's been out for a long time. Okay, we warned about spoilers in the beginning. Okay.
For She-Hulk episode eight.
Yeah, but come on. Come on.
Come on.
Anyway, Emmy, you sidetracking asshole. Melvin.
That is how I identify.
I'll be on a serious tangent. Emmy's like, but you weren't correct in saying that. You didn't say that right. But what about this? I'm like, Emmy, you're going to sidetrack me. I'm trying to get to a point. I'm going to fight you.
I'm sorry. I'm going to be quiet.
Shut the fuck up.
Quiet hole over here. Quiet. Shh.
Okay. Melvin Potter made the suits. He got arrested. When Daredevil talks about, or when Matt Murdock approaches her and talks about, she says something about, why are you, what are you doing all the way out here?
Right.
And he said, he talks about Luke making him some new suits. It doesn't cancel out
new
Melvin
suit,
Potter's suits.
New suit goofing, you know, like new boot goofing. Reno 911 reference.
I'm trying to tie this from the Daredevil Netflix show.
I'm sorry. I'll shut up. I'm sorry. New suit goofing.
All he said is, I had to come out here for some new suits. So it justifies that Melvin Potter used to still made his suits, but he had to come here for new suits. Which is something I feel like people,
I think it's great,
like if they watch the,
I think that they will.
I love how Emmy's like never watching it. She's like, that sounds wonderful, Clinton. I think,
well, yeah.
And then he also talks about how he does a lot of stuff pro bono, which he did in the Netflix series, because
pro bono?
No, pro.
God, I'm gonna lose my fucking mind.
No. Bono, he's the lead singer of U2. He's a very big fan, so he's pro bono. It's a beautiful day.
He does do a lot of stuff for free, which I like that he does that. I obviously don't know the comics, but I like that he does that in the Netflix show either. I don't know that.
I'm trying to give that perspective, but I'm not allowed. I keep getting interrupted.
I think the fact that you were getting mad is why it's so much fun. I'm not mad. Go ahead.
Frustrated and mad are two different things. I'll shut my mouth.
I was trying to get us back on track.
I saw your eyebrows.
I'll shut my mouth, though.
When I see the Spock eyebrows, I know he's irritated.
I'm not good at saving face. But he talks about how he does a lot of stuff pro bono, and that they're working on, they have the firm, and he says that he takes on big cases for the extra money, which in the Daredevil Netflix show, he does that because he will not represent people that are corrupt. He turns a lot of shit down because of that, and it makes it hard for them on money, but he takes on big cases for the extra cash, which is all parallel with the Daredevil Netflix show.
It all pays off.
They don't cancel anything from that show.
Mm-hmm. Which is great. It pays homage to the people that spent so much time watching.
Oh my good Lord.
I'm sorry. And big firm bonos. If we could ask for anything more, that's what I would say. So so we keep on going.
No, man. Clinton was the only one that got to speak because we interrupted him.
You're right.
I didn't love that he was the one to have this realization, to get Jen to have this realization, because I don't love, and somebody brought it up when we were talking about Multiverse of Madness with America Chavez, that she didn't believe in herself until Dr. Strange said, "I believe in you," or whatever.
It's probably, this gave probably me because I found every fucking hole in that movie.
Yeah. And maybe this gave me the same vibes, but I at least like that he is living what he told to her. And so he was giving her that advice from lived experience.
Exactly. That's what my counter argument was going to be. It's not a male female thing. Here.
Yeah,
this was just their lives are very paralleled in what they're doing.
Well said.
Her identity is open and his is not.
And even even Multiverse of Madness, not thinking of it as a male female thing, mm-hmm. but as a
like, mentor,
old wise
yes.
to young.
Yes. Yeah.
It,
yeah.
She's young. She, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, laugh. Bingo, guys.
He's been doing this for a long time now. She-Hulk had just
mm-hmm. yes.
done this. She's and trying to gosh, balance everything.
I mean, she's still figuring it out. And
yeah. And yeah. she tells us that. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong. I mean, it's literally being a new leader in a new position. Sometimes that mentor, I mean, my biggest mentor in my professional career, and this is not sex oriented, was a female.
Was me.
Okay. Well, it's just because, but not because she's a female and I'm a male. It's literally because she had been through everything. And man, I learned so much from her. And she's still someone I text or I call if I'm going through something. And that's wonderful. That is wonderful to have someone that's lived through it, breathed through it. She's like 10 years ahead of me. You know what I mean? And it's a great thing to have. And I felt the same thing with Daredevil and Jen Walters here. So
like, regardless, well, not even just Jen Walters and Daredevil, but Dr. Strange and America Chavez. And regardless of gender.
Are you going to defeat an argument I had for a movie review we did several months ago? Because fuck off with that.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Joking. I'm joking.
I think I agreed with it in the moment.
Yeah, you did.
If that's the way that it is, then I don't like that.
To me, it's about execution.
But
it's about execution.
Well, and it's about experience. It's less about gender and more about experience.
It is. And that's where we should get to, because if we are continually, it's a male female. We're still creating the problem.
Skin color or
orientation,
like all of those things.
We're still kind of creating the problem.
Human, just human.
Yeah. Let's get there. Let's just get to humanity. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Let's get there.
I love the joke that it rhymes with rich parents.
Oh, I thought that I was
like wanting to said it.
I wanted to steal that when she said it. I was like, I'm going to steal that. It rhymes with, and then just say it and say, oops, I didn't.
Just rhyme. Say, oh, oops.
Yeah, I told you. Oh, I love that.
Did anybody else get Batman vibes?
No.
What?
Where?
Rich parents.
Oh,
Pearl Bear. And
vigilante with a suit.
I did not.
It just gave me, nope, okay.
But I can totally see it. I didn't in the moment, though. No.
Can I ask you another question that is just, I don't know, I'm reaching too much.
Reach.
Green drink for a green girl. Did he do that on purpose?
He had a red drink too.
Did he?
I think it was.
I didn't notice that.
I think it was purposeful. Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
And I know that he can't see, but.
And we get the parallel later too when they go attack that building. When they go in the building, it's green lighting with Leapfrog. Yeah. And then when he's up on the top, when they're sitting there, it's red lighting for him.
I love it.
Mm.
I love it. Good catch there, man.
Yeah.
So we see that Todd, her ex-date, had an urgent matter that
he looks like his breath stinks.
That he wanted to discuss with Jen Walters. Talks about a Wakandan war spear, and he spent a million on it. It was an auction. You know, it's $1 million. You got it. You see it. She's like, yes, I get it. How cool is that? I own that. And he even did the Wakanda Forever. And she, well, that makes me uncomfortable. And they want it back. Apparently it was stolen by colonizers. And I got the receipts. And then he begins hitting on Jen. I can ugh. Tell we're both feeling this. This is great. And she literally, ew, gross, doesn't handle shit. Boom. It lifts the table, spills shit all over him, rightfully so. And I'm billing you for the whole hour. I thought that was great. And we see, because she's getting alerted that Leapfrog is being attacked. And she's like, physically, he's screaming on his way to the lily pad, his secret lair, which is hilarious. And we see it's Daredevil that's after him. And you need to back off. And she goes, what do you mean? Waste this outfit? We see Daredevil and we see She-Hulk kind of having, I'm going to whoop your ass. Yes, and my ass remains unwhooped. Let's fix that. And throws Daredevil into the car after clapping sounds, because he's
There's a lot here.
So hold on. Yeah. So do you pretend to be blind? Is that a special method to help see echolocation? And yeah, I got really good hearing. And talks about Leapfrog being the bad guy here. He kidnapped Luke Jacobson. And, well, I'm sorry. I assumed the one dressed as the devil was a bad one. Are you like a superhero? Gold Devil? I'm Daredevil. And it's wonderful. And
and then And his theme music from the
show.
Y'all, from the show plays when he says, "I'm Daredevil."
Oh, it's so good.
Show, the music plays.
And she says,
and his new score.
It's very daring that ketchup and mustard is your color scheme. And he goes, "Oh, okay. I can share that with Luke, you know." And No, don't do that. And I need to save my client from your client. And we will go from there. But there's a lot to unpack here. This is huge. But I just want to get through that scene because obviously She-Hulk and this is literally what I've been waiting this entire series for. And man, it paid the fuck off. This is good shit. Guys, take it away.
Props. I have to give her props for doing what you should do when you kick the ass of somebody who's wearing a mask. You take the mask off. She does it immediately. No fucking around with her. She was like, fuck you. I'm going to know who you are. Loved that about her, because a lot of times they don't do that. And that's what I would do immediately in that situation.
Your argument earlier was to keep other people's identity secret, though. With his argument.
But he just tried to kick your ass.
Yeah.
She thinks
he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was just trying to give you shit.
I know, but yeah, I guess if you're going to do destructive things, you kind of have to show your face because you.
Yeah, you need to be held accountable. Yeah,
you need to be held accountable.
Yes. Okay. Starting from when she met with Todd, the colonizer comment is very, that's a real world thing. That's a common 100%. Thing. These artifacts that are stolen and then sold at auctions and people make money off of them.
And that's up a real in museums thing. In Europe and North America.
Which also with Todd makes me think he is the one behind making if he has a Wakandan spear, it's made of vibranium, which means the needle, which ties back to him saying on the date, is it penetrable?
You're wonderful.
When he talks about her skin, it's she says it's impenetrable, and he says even with vibranium. So is the needle we saw at the end of that one episode made of vibranium, because he has a spear now made of vibranium?
You fucking genius.
We obviously know he's behind something, right? So is he making a needle that will penetrate her skin of vibranium? Are they testing that?
Clinton, well done.
So dude, do you think that he would be a different person than the person who sent Josh the booty call?
Because I think Josh, he's a different person. He's too obvious. I think I think it might be the leader who's behind all this, but
both of those though, because Josh already got her blood after boinky boinking her.
Yes.
And so is Todd under somebody else?
I don't think he got her blood. He got her information.
I think he got both.
He got blood.
Yes.
Yeah. There was that syringe in the text message. Exactly. It was a syringe, a test tube, and then a
thumbs up. Right.
Well said, Emmy. Yep.
But this ties to that, I think. But then we jump to the Daredevil scene, and the fight scene alone highlighted both of them. Leapfrog is rolling up in the car and there's the guy on it. I couldn't tell that it was Daredevil. That was a shock to me. I was like, oh, Daredevil attacking him? Why is Daredevil attacking him?
Yeah, right. Agreed. Thank you. I'm not the only dummy. Yay.
So I was excited for that, at least because we didn't see that in the trailer.
No, we did not.
But then when we see that and then they have a fight, it really gave me Daredevil wasn't trying to attack her at all. He just kept trying to run towards Leapfrog. Mm-hmm. And then we see her power showcase when she does the slam and I'm going to whoop your ass. And then this made me hopeful for the Daredevil series for the reason that the way they did him jumping off roofs, swinging through the car, the car area, him running away from the slam. He's very agile. And that's how he is in the comics.
Like Simone Biles.
But that's how he is in the comics. Yeah. The whole thing with him in the comics is him jumping and
he's wonderful.
Daredevil.
No,
he's Daredevil. That's what he does.
This was Daredevil. This was Daredevil.
Oh, where his name comes from?
Yeah. He just takes he's pretty crazy and agile.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
All right.
But that's just my brain.
Wow. But that's not something that I just put together
in the Netflix show.
My 33rd year of life. Nope.
Netflix show really made it. it was great and action-packed and the fight scenes were gory and intense, but I feel like we missed a little bit of the agility side of him.
Great point, Clint. Great point.
And then when I saw this, it was perfect to stand off against She-Hulk and see, we got to highlight her powers. And then we saw him escaping those things. And it felt
well said.
Like, oh shit, this is Daredevil in the comics. Like he's, it gave me so much hope for his series because I feel like they're going to treat him well. And then a lot of people don't like the gold and red. Me being that person in the comics, I think the yellow and red suit looks silly and they make fun of it here. Mm-hmm. But it also is like a callback. And we're like, the diehards are like, yeah, that's the original costume.
So and the original costume is his first costume in the MCU.
MCU. That's how what I was about to say.
Perfect is that. Oh, it's so good.
Handled him.
Oh God, stop fucking saying that. It's, oh my God, that was. Oh impressive. God,
you
I'm
had
really
a bad
sorry.
Date experience.
It's so get good. Over it. It's so good. Clinton, beautifully said. Beautifully said, man. Amy.
Yeah, I completely agree with that, and I really love that I didn't just put together that Daredevil.
You did not
called Daredevil.
You did
because
not.
He's a daredevil. my comments were going to be on my Todd. God.
Oh,
Todd is disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Just the absolute.
He seems like a good guy. He seems really good.
Shut up. Just the absolute blindness to yourself that he has disgusts me.
Uh huh.
The fact that he calls her for a work thing and then says, oh, do you want me to call your boss to confirm? And then tries to hit on her at that work thing. Love how she handled it because it's completely appropriate to make a scene and absolutely leave that and bill him for the entire hour for being a complete and total dickwad. I just, God, he sucks though. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I agree with Clinton that the whole, oopsie. and because I hit my mic again, Killmonger brings it up. I do it all the time.
Lift the mic up. Lift it up.
It's gone bad.
Right.
Lift it up here.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
You know what I meant. Jesus.
I can't hit it.
Oh my God.
Okay, now I fucked everything up. I'm really sorry for people who have to hear this.
Yeah, I can hear it. And I definitely think the apology is warranted 100%.
I'm sorry, guys. I was being a bitch.
You all had to hear it.
But yeah, saying like a milli. And no, I was talking about the
Todd.
Colonizing and things getting stolen. There's something really interesting from Greece right now that's on, I believe it's, you can view it in England, and it's called Elgin's Marbles, and they're from Greece. And there's a huge controversy. There's a ton of podcasts. It's really interesting. And I suggest you guys like check those out. It's interesting.
Okay. Well, we go to where there's we see Frogman, Leapfrog, bulletproof shields, fancy AI with a British voice that speaks to you, but poison darts, just kind of like tree frogs.
Yeah, I called a Jarvis.
Jarvis, 100%. And he, we see Daredevil talking about he can hear their heartbeats. He can tell how many people are in the room. And he can hear Jen Walters as well. And it's beating pretty fast. And what? It's not beating fast. Stealth is the way to go.
I'm horny. I'm sorry.
No. Stealth.
She says I'm healthy.
There it is.
No, it's not. I'm healthy.
Healthy, not horny. And stealthy is the way to go. Superpowers, pointing at myself, echolocation. Remember, there's a lot of good banter here. And you don't have a thing yet. You don't ever do this. Follow my lead is what Daredevil said. And the door opens up, slams someone against the wall. There's so many different amazing fight scenes here. And then She-Hulk shows up. She-Hulk smash. We see a Frogger arcade get tossed. Temporary insanity is not a bad case. It frees, frees Jacobson. And you're forgiven. Make my gala dress. It, and this is Jacobson speaking to after they break him free. I'm not a monster. You can have it. And we see that they're now strained professional acquaintances again per Jen Walters. And the cops show up. They kind of assess the situation, and she sits by Daredevil, and he's not a stick around and talk to the cops kind of guy. So brooding, she says, and thanks for your help with all this. And thanks for your help. And I was the lead superhero. They have a cute banter back and forth. And she asks when he heads to New York tomorrow. Well, maybe next time I'm in town, I can take you to dinner. And she goes, let's just skip all that. And Well, there you go, Daredevil.
Down to a brown cow.
And I love that he does the walk of shame and he's holding his boots. Really, really good stuff. And, you know, we see this should be the end of the episode. It's weird you guys are still here. It doesn't feel like this episode. It feels like this episode should be over.
Can we pause here?
We're going to pause here. We're pausing here 100%. But we see this this bond with Daredevil, She-Hulk. We see them fight. We see them do really, really great things together. And we also see this romantic connection as well. There's a lot of things to unpack. Clinton, you wanted to pause, man. What do you got?
Okay. So starting off when they're about to invade the base or the lair, Daredevil says he can hear
the lily pad, asshole.
Excuse me. I need to be respectful.
There's a QR code on the telephone pole when they pull up.
I did not see that. Okay.
It links you to, what does it link you to, Amy?
I didn't do it because I was in a rush.
What does it link
I'm sure it's a She-Hulk comic.
No, it's a Daredevil Leapfrog comic.
Well, that would be.
That's fitting. Right,
no, I think. Now it's my brain is confusing Avengers it because podcast all of the
OnlyFans.
I scanned it. Damn it! Because all of them have been anyway. When he says he can hear the heartbeats, that's from the Netflix show. He does that in that, and when he breaks in, and this was such, and I love our dynamic here because y'all didn't. Brandon, you watched the first season. You said,
"Yep."
I was such a fanboy of this show, so I'm sorry I'm getting annoying with it.
No, not annoying at all.
I just think the way they're tying him in is just, it's done so gracefully to mix the two. But the heartbeat thing is from the show, and he fights in a hallway. Do you understand, Brandon? This was the season you watched.
Oh, I remember it vividly. Scene. I remember it vividly. It was way darker and menacing, but it was a long scene, and it was brutal. You could hear every punch. You could hear every hit. Yes.
But there was no cuts.
No, there wasn't.
And so that became the camera just panned the whole time that he was fighting in the Daredevil series in that hallway scene.
Oh, yeah.
And they're introducing him. And that was the thing they did. And there was three seasons. And in every season, the second season had a stairway scene.
Yep.
Nice. And there was no cuts. And I can't remember the third seasons.
I'm going to assume it had no cuts.
Yeah, they did. That was like a thing they did for because, the Netflix show. They had a scene in an episode that it was no cuts and it was just brutal fighting.
Yep.
And they're going to introduce him fighting in this.
Yep.
In a hallway scene, and he's brutal, but they don't show blood. They keep it dark, so it's still kind of, they can keep it in the MCU, but it had that vibe of his like fucking.
Oh, you could hear back. And the baton getting out and just hitting it.
Oh, yeah. When he slung that, that was introduced in the Netflix show. Sure he got was. That weapon from. Melvin Potter,
yep,
who helped him, and they introduce him in the fucking hallway scene. I was like, oh my god, they that the fans love that hallway scene, so they do that, and oh my, I was fanboying the whole time. For the people that were skeptics or are haters that it's not as violent, they did so good with blending it because I understand that. I want the violent side too. And I think we might get some of that in his show because the MCU is, I mean, we got Logan and Deadpool on Disney Plus now. I think they might make it a mature rating.
They have to.
But this blended so well with it being She-Hulk show.
I like that maybe that Daredevil way. Can be MCU for certain shows, but can be Daredevil in his own show. You know what I mean?
Yes, and it's and they're doing it well. I was worried how they do it, and they did it so fucking well.
Good job. Oh, my God. And for someone who...
And then he's kicking ass the whole time that Jen is talking to...
Mm-hmm. And for someone who spent so many hours watching those seasons, it's so gratifying to hear you say that, Clinton, to hear, you know, because you obviously, you spent so much time with this character, and yet it's still paying off in those ways. That's awesome. I love that.
Yes, and that's what I'm trying to get across, I think. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm so
you're
excited
getting
about it.
You're getting there. Yeah, I mean, you got it. Sorry. It's good. It's great. And that just makes me so happy to hear as well, you know, like, oh, fuck yeah. Okay. All right, guys.
For new fans, it's something that they love and can take in. But for old fans, it works too. Mm-hmm. That's why I like it. It works perfect. For both audiences.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah.
I loved the goons versus henchmen debate because I know I've called a few people a background goon. And I think I was spot on in the definitions that a goon works for money and henchmen work for the cause.
Yeah, I like that too.
That's good.
Because it's a differentiation. I'm not going to let the math slide either, right? We know this.
But the what?
The what?
The math slide.
Oh, well, I thought of you immediately when he was like, math throws that up, but okay.
Okay.
Amy 101.
Yep. So he said, there's 10 of them down there. It'll take me about 15 seconds per person. So guys, 10 times 15 is?
150.
150 what? You gotta label it. Seconds. How long is 150 seconds?
2 minutes and 30 seconds.
2.5 minutes, yeah.
Sorry. 2.5 minutes. And she was like, I'm not gonna wait up here for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So not only was she off, she was way off.
Yep, very much so.
Oh, God.
It's so good.
It truly is. Mm-hmm.
And when he said, let me go take them out, and he said, I've done this before.
Yes.
It really compliments him under the radar. Mm-hmm. And as to why she never heard about him,
right.
Like he does everything in the dark. He does it quick. He doesn't want to be associated.
He doesn't stick around for the cop conversation. He's out.
For his conversation with her at the bar. Like, I love that. Brent, did y'all write that down? What he says, you might've already said it when he says, you do what you can for the law and then where the law doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yeah, no.
When he's in the
bar. You write that quote down?
Yeah, I did. He's talking to Jen. And yeah. He says, hold on, let me read it real quick. I read it earlier too. Hold on. Sorry, guys. Little delay.
It's not. I just like it because it's not him just saying it. He's putting it into action here.
Mm-hmm.
Because he went to the law with Leapfrog and won, and then now Leapfrog's going a step further and the law won't fix this.
Jen Walters can help when society fails them, and She-Hulk can help when the law fails them.
Oh my God, yeah. Such good fucking writing.
Yep.
It puts Daredevil in a nutshell of the show, of what it was about.
Bingo.
It leans a little vigilante to me.
Which is great.
So
that's what he is.
She-Hulk is a little bit different. So,
but you can still be that and not be a vigilante. It can apply to both.
That's what the Avengers are,
right?
Basically,
vigilantes. Okay, but think about it. Okay, Brandon, have you watched Dexter?
A little bit here and there.
Here and there. Okay, so once it gets to a point where it's cases that Dexter has worked on, that the people start dying, is when they kind of start putting shit together. And Jen Walters doesn't even have that anonymity. She's got none. Everybody knows that this is Jen Walters. So if Jen Walters prosecutes a case against Dixie Normus and then Dixie Normus gets attacked by a giant green thing, everybody's going to know, oh, well, duh.
Yes, but the Sokovia Accords are repealed. She can do the law thing and then as a hero with the Avengers fight bigger threats that the law can't handle. It still works for her. Oh,
still kind of within the law.
There it is. Repeal,
not murder, murder, murder.
No, like, and Dexter Daredevil doesn't murder. In the finale of the Daredevil show, spoiler alert, he has a chance to kill.
God damn it, I haven't seen it.
No, don't say it, Clinton. Just, I know.
But he don't murder, is my point.
Well, it's still spoiled.
But he could murder this puss.
Okay, guys. So we're going to go to our final scene here where there is, we see that. What is the scene? We see hair, makeup, gown. Is this the gala? Yeah, it doesn't feel right. Is the next episode the finale? Oh, this is the big twist. Is it kind of a twist? Is there another Hulk, but it's red?
There it is.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
Wait, we're going to skip Hulk. Over that hot and steamy, sexy bedroom scene. We need
I
to
talked
talk
about
that
it towards the end. I said they had, then he walked off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They don't show the bedroom scene.
No, they don't. There's no hot and sexy scene. There's feet, closed door. He's walking down.
Mm-hmm. And they're making out. They're making out and she's trying to take his zipper off and she can't figure it out.
That's the hot and steamy part.
Then she finally does get the zipper and she like pulls him backwards. Like with the zipper. Listen, I watched this. Don't tell anybody.
And masturbated?
No. God, no. 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 Absolutely not that. I watched this God, at school. Guys. Because
it's normal, everybody. It's okay. Don't be ashamed.
No, just but like I didn't do that. I didn't do that. Listen, I watched this at school during my lunch break. And I had a meeting. And so I had to pause right at before this whole scene was done, I had to pause and go to a meeting, and then I came back and rewound it a little bit because I was like, I wouldn't mind watching that again.
All right. So we see that we go on.
It was one of those rare times that I didn't have any of my office clothes.
So she's getting ready for the gala and they got to make her look amazing. And we see that they're so proud of her, her parents. And she, let's go to our table. Come on. It's the Female Lawyer of the Year award. And it goes to Jennifer She-Hulk Walters. But there's also multiple women that win the award. And they have almost a beauty pageant thing. What's it like being a female lawyer? Lawyer. And it's so special and empowering. And I love...
Mallory,
twice the work, half the recognition, constantly being asked what it's like to be a fucking female warrior of the year. And
spot on.
It was
female lawyer.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I think you said warrior again.
Oh, God, lawyer.
You did say warrior.
Jesus Christ. It's the end of the night. I'm tired.
Also, did anyone think of Wolverine when Nikki was like, we got to get ready?
Oh, damn it. She dropped the makeup brushes and was like, shoo.
Yes, it was like, Wolverine. Pulls them up,
like Wolverine. Yeah.
We see that Jen Walters thanks her parents, and this is the, we see Intelligentsia coming over to the intercom, over the TV, the big, large screen. This is the truth by intelligence. She does not deserve your attention, or your praise, and she's a slut, which is fucking stupid. And we see a video, horrifying, that she is romantic with Josh and sleeping with Josh, and she immediately just goes into a rage, punches the screen, and there's an alarm going off. My heart broke for her here. Because I would be so fucking mad, so livid. And she is literally betrayed. She's so mad. She's been exposed in front of her parents on one of the biggest nights of her life. She is going through this horrible embarrassment. And she literally picks up a guy, throws him around, screams, growls, hands up while they're trying to arrest her. And she looks at the camera, breathing, and the show cuts off. This was emotional, impactful, and I have never, I wanted to wrap my arms around this person and say, I'm so fucking sorry. And not because, oh, it's female, but it's just, what the actual fuck? This is horrible. This is horrible. And this is what celebrities go through. This is what people, females in power, go through. There's a lot of truth here where... I mean, let's think about it. How many female celebrities? Oh, this leaked. Their pictures leaked, you know, and you don't need to worship her. Fuck this. She actually is a person and a human being. It's very apropos to kind of how our real world works. And I can't speak to it because I've never been through this, but just my heart bled in this moment and her rage. Out of all the Hulk rages we've seen in the MCU, I've never related to one more than this rage from She-Hulk. And wow. Powerful, horrifying, terrible. Emmy, what do you think?
Let's first address the fact that, okay, so last week I was like, oh, she got invited to be the female lawyer of the year. Whoa, well, if it goes this way, then that's great. And if it goes this way, like, I fucking hate it. I fucking hate this. It's awful. And I was thinking about it this week, and I'm not sure if this completely lines up, but like, you wouldn't have like a gay lawyer of the year.
Right.
You wouldn't have like a blonde lawyer of the year. Like, nope. it's something that somebody can't change. Well, something that usually people don't change about themselves. And I don't understand why that has to be a qualification before the title. Right. We should all be on an equal playing field. Lawyer of the year. And if it's lawyer of the year and not lawyers of the year, it should be a singular and not a plural. So that pissed me off. And then the fact that they were like, what's it like being a female lawyer? Mallory's response, spot on perfect.
Yep.
Absolutely straight up, completely perfect. Loved it. And then the second part of this is, without consent, someone recorded a intimate, consensual sexual engagement between two people and put it out for others to see. Others, including her parents.
Horrible.
And regardless of who you are, regardless of what you are, how you identify, that is horrific. To know that somebody knows the deepest, darkest secrets about you, that someone has video evidence of you at your most vulnerable, and that somebody is using that against you to try and gain something. It is so, it's so despicable that I think that this is completely impactful because of how much I absolutely hate it.
I think that's what they were going for.
Yes. I can't believe they were flashing up her Tinder matches. I wouldn't want anybody to see the people I match with on Tinder, because sometimes I'm like, fuck, why did I match with them?
Right. Oh, yeah. Sometimes, or the next day I'm like, I don't remember this.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Or like, there are times that you get in a low point and you're like, yeah, I'd settle for that. And then I'm a fucking bomb ass bitch.
It's a very personal, I'm not settle for that. It's a very personal and vulnerable place. And
not just that, but like your camera roll, like think about your camera roll, because you know, those things that are on Twitter every once in a while that are like, post your third picture. And every once in a while, I'll just kind of like, just be like, oh, what is my third picture? Oh, it's, you know, something that's, I don't know. It's just having that out there for the world. I'm not willfully putting it out there.
No.
But for someone else to put that out there, I would fucking Hulk out. I mean, I would turn green and start smashing stuff. And honestly, in that moment, she's saying like, stop it, make it stop, make it stop. What would you have done? I would have broken one of the TVs so you couldn't see
same
part of it.
Same.
Like,
same.
100%. What else are you going to do in that situation?
100% same.
This scene made me, this sounds bad. This scene made me appreciate this series more.
Yeah.
Because it really is the progression to her character. And when I say that, I mean like what she's battling. She already has these insecurities. She feels like she can't be good enough as She-Hulk. She can't be good enough as Jen.
Yeah.
And she's battling these insecurities, and then it's just all put on display here. And then it made me realize, shit, this whole series, which people have said on Twitter, and kudos, because I stand corrected, this whole series has been a progression to finding out who Jen is as a person.
I said that last week as well.
Yeah, you did too, Brandon. And that's that. I think the Twitter comment we got was agreeing with you about that.
Yeah.
And so I stand corrected there on that. And this scene really nailed that in for me, because it was everything she's battled this whole season put on display in front of everybody in a very personal way. And to what you said, she tried to tell people to stop, turn it off, turn it off. She tried to do even the right thing here. And then it's like she just snaps and becomes the raging Hulk, because she's in control as She-Hulk. But this was like the thing that almost put her there with Bruce.
Oh, the way she screamed and growled was
growling
animalistic, and like her, Hulk.
Her bottom teeth are coming forward. Yeah. Like it's not, it's an animalistic. And it
was emotional.
Great catch. Would have done the same fucking thing.
It's relatable, because there's some things you get to a point with, you feel like life pushes and pushes and pushes and pushes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then you just get to a point where you're like, I can't fucking do this anymore. I'm not going to put up a facade. I'm not going to try to
I'm done.
I'm fucking done. And it captures all that. It captures her story. And I love seeing her finally, I feel like it's helping her. This is shitty that it's happening, but it's almost going to, I feel like, put her in a position to know who she is and be own stronger. That shit.
Yeah.
She's going to own it. And this sounds like a silly, silly comparison.
No.
I feel like I went strong there.
No, you went. No, good. It was good.
No, this thing I'm about to say.
Oh, but you said you went strong there. What you said was perfect. Sorry.
Yeah. I think a lot of times when you're put in a place of trying to be embarrassed and you've put up this facade for people, and then people learn about the very personal things about you, the more you shy away from that, the worse it is. The more you own it and take it on, you're going to be better off for. So I feel like here she's really coming into character. She's going to own this and just be strong fucking. Yeah, I did that shit. Yeah, like this is me. This is raw me now. And I don't have to decide who likes what anymore. I can surround myself with people. And from a, this is the silly part. Do you remember, and y'all probably don't because you are not Swifties like me, but do you remember when Taylor Swift, when Kanye West leaked? So he had a video. Do y'all know this whole controversy with Kanye and Taylor?
I don't.
Okay, well, we all saw the, I'll give the mic back. What did he say? I just need a minute.
No, I'm gonna let you finish.
I'm gonna let you finish. That's it.
Well, yeah, that in the beginning, but she tried for the longest time to be cool with him and apparently went to parties and stuff. And then he came out with that video and said that he said something about in the song, he said, I made that bitch famous, and there's like a lookalike of Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah, right? I do. I know what you're
talking about.
Remember
that? Yeah. And then she denied, he said that she gave her permission to use her in the video or use her in the song. And then him and Kim leaked the recording of her on the phone. They recorded her bullshit. On the phone.
Yeah, I remember that.
Saying that they could use her likeness or they could use, but it was out of context. She didn't know he was going to say that. So everyone called Taylor like this liar and like you said that you didn't do this, but then this leaked and you did. That's what inspired her Reputation album. And she fucking owned it. She came out and was like, yep. Okay. I did this. It was taken out of context. I did this. You say I'm a snake. I'm embracing snakes. She used like a lot of imagery of what people were calling her.
It's so meta. It's so fucking meta for something. We'll never know the level of what these people go through.
Fucking took it on and was like, okay, you're going to say I'm this and say I'm that. Well, I'm going to own that. She made a whole album out of it called Reputation. And like, that was her whole thing. And that album was like, you're calling me this. I'm going to be this and made an album out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the people that do that are the ones that are like, they keep going. They're like, okay, we're going to play this way. I'm going to own this. I'm going to do this. Oh. And I'm going forward.
That's okay. I was going to say she's gotten to her fuck you point. Which is where gotten to in the whole podcast. It's like, yeah, you can call me whatever you want. Fuck you. I don't care. And She-Hulk, I think maybe this will help her get to her fuck you point.
Yep.
Of I'm going to do me and I'm doing me better than you doing you. Don't be mad because I'm doing me better than you doing you. That's actually childish. Give me a note. But
I just also want to say, for the people that can't say fuck you and for the people that deal with that and just take it and just keep getting hit and taking it emotionally, there's nothing wrong with that either. I don't know if I ever reach a fuck you level. I think I reach a I'm done level. And by done, it means I just want to, you know, and so there's nothing wrong with, as sad as it sounds, not rising up and not being strong and fuck you, I'm going to own this. There's also those people that just wilt and kind of cower and feel that raw emotion and just let every punch hit them in the face while they're struggling. And it's not to say that that's wrong or there's a right way to respond or a wrong way to respond. I'm just saying people take things differently. And to me, it's not about let's rise up and fuck it. I'm owning it. Some people can do that. And that's fine. And that's not to discredit anything you guys said. I thought you guys beautifully and eloquently.
That's what it reminded me.
No. I don't want it to come across, but also there's also that other side of people that are just hurting and feeling that pain. And I just want to recognize those folks as well, because sometimes you don't rise above it. You just go through it. And you just keep going through that. And it just from that perspective, my heart broke for her. And I just, like I said, this is not male, female. This is human to human. I just wanted to wrap my arms around her and shield her. Cause I've been on it on a very much smaller scale and just, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And whatever it is, whether you're wrapping your arms around someone saying, hey, it's okay. Or whether you're saying, fuck you, this is who I am and I'm going to own it. Or, hey, out of context, okay, now I'm that bitch. there's no wrong way to respond to it, but don't let it defeat you.
Exactly. That's
let it bring you down. You're better than that. And that's what's important. And I think we're about to get there exactly to Clinton and Emmy's point. We're going to get there with this character, and that's exciting. Mm-hmm. But anyway, all love.
If you have to wilt and that is your response, please remember that what others say about you doesn't define you.
Mm-hmm. Bingo.
Because I've been in a place too where you wilt, and then you miss out on your life because you're listening to the opinions of others too much. You have to grieve a little bit with what people, like if you're hurting, you have to let that, like, work through that, but it's not factual.
No.
You know what I'm saying? There's
don't look
like I'm that person that usually I'm not the fuck you person either. And I'm the person that pulls back, but a lot of times my head will play tricks with a narrative and I'll just think I'm wrong or bad for feeling the way I feel. And you can't stay there.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Amy?
I trademark, I'm putting that here right now. If it hasn't already been written about, I'm going to make a bajillion dollars on the fact that there's physical fight, flight, freeze, fawn. And then there's also emotional fight, flight, freeze, fawn. And they're different. Like physically, if someone scares me, then I freeze, piss myself, and die a little inside. But I think emotionally, I'm very much a fight, fuck you person. And I think that those are two separate things that people should acknowledge about themselves, that the physical and emotional are two different things. And I am going to look for the book. F Quadrupled, Coming to a Bookstore Near You by Emmy Fennell.
I'll buy it. I'll buy it in a heartbeat. Guys, is there, we always do the drawings. Is there any drawings that caught your eye before we go to our credits name?
I wanted to point out, I know we left a heavy topic and I'm going to get up on a soapbox again. That one, the walk of shame is not shameful.
No, it's not. It
should not be called the walk of shame.
I just had sex. Yes.
Why don't he have his boots on? Why didn't he put his boots on?
I thought it was too funny. I just thought it was funny for comical purposes. I mean, it was
funny for the
comedic effect. That's all I thought.
Because usually it is a woman who has heels,
yep,
who's not going to wear her heels.
Okay.
Yeah. Fair enough. Flipped
it on his head. And I liked that they flipped it.
And he
it.
Was in the daylight.
Yes.
In the show, Daredevil is at night.
Yeah. It's perfect. It's night. Fucking yeah. perfect.
That's probably but why he's shameful. He's like, I'm in the suit. This is all I had on.
No.
And he's got to go
shameful.
Home next morning.
Not shameful.
Not shameful.
Live your life.
Be proud of your shit. I like that they flipped it, that it wasn't a female doing the walk of shame. Which is not shameful. Good God.
The walk of sex.
The walk of laid.
Home. The walk of laid. You just the got walk laid, of laid and you are walking it off.
Walk
man.
Of laid.
And nothing wrong
walk
with that.
Walk of wanking.
No.
Walk of I need a shower.
Okay. guys.
But the second thing, the fact that these people are trying to slut shame Jen is absolutely disgusting to me. Aside from the fact that they have her personal videos and personal things, the fact that they are trying to slut, like, that's not even, it's not even part of the argument. They're just like,
shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
As long as you are doing something safely and consensually with another adult, I don't give a flying fuck what you do.
Bingo.
Exactly.
Bingo.
Stick a fucking pull up your ass. I don't care.
Okay. Well, we're going to move on from consensual. That. All right. We're going to move. We can't ask the poll, Emmy, but we are going to keep on going. So, guys,
it really.
Thank you.
That was the, it's not even, it's an afterthought of the argument. Okay, cool.
Thank you for joining us for She-Hulk episode 8. If you like this podcast, you enjoyed this podcast, guys, two ways to support us. Hey, free way. Hey, I don't have any money to support you. Don't worry. We're not asking for money. Hey, leave us a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. It's a quick way to give us eyes and ears on this little podcast of ours. We're the underdogs. We're the small little podcast trying to make it. If you can give a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice, whether you think so or not, it really does give eyes and ears, more chances to hear us and to listen to us. Subscribe to our podcast. That's a big deal as well. Wherever you listen to podcasts, subscribe to us, follow us. It's a big deal, and we really, really appreciate that. If you want to support the show monetarily and keep the show growing and going, go to patreon.com/adventurespodcast. We do not believe in just paying us and you get nothing in return. You get multiple tiers to get $1 gets you a shout out. $3 gets you shout out access to our Discord, our Minecraft server. $5 gets you all that and 2 bonus episodes each month. Adventures advice and an exclusive movie or review. This month is Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. And $10, you get all that fun stuff, and you get to listen to us unedited. We have a pre-show, which was really funny. This pre-show, I highly recommend you check it out. Bobby, tune into this pre-show. I think you'll enjoy it. And also, you get a watch party once a month. We get on Zoom. We all hang out. We get to listen to it's a great gathering. We get to have a fun time and to get to talk with all of you. It's not just you get to hear us talk while we watch a movie. No, we all watch a movie together, and we get to conversate and have a great time as well. So $1, $3, $5, and $10 tiers available. Not only are you helping our show, we also are giving back to you, because that's the way it should be. So patreon.com/AvengersPodcast. That's it, guys. So before we head on out of here, Emmy, that wonderful tradition of ours, we have a credits name to get to. Episode 8. What is our credits name this time?
All right. Can I get to a credit name and then make a point that I really needed to make, and I don't think that I made it?
Yes.
So I was waiting for the right time, and
let's make the point and then finish with the credits name and call it a night. What's the point?
All right. Here's the point. All right. Moon Knight, I love you. I think I found my backup daddy. If you are not available, I am calling backup daddy.
Daredevil.
His name is Matt Murdock, and yep. Okay. Backup daddy.
All right. There's nothing wrong with a backup daddy. So I mean,
got daddy and backup daddy.
This is what you had to say. Yes.
Yeah, listen, hey, I've got some issues regarding fathers.
Emmy,
so I want to make sure that I've got
Emmy. I do,
you know,
too.
Like, not just daddy, but like if backup daddy leaves to get cigarettes and never comes back.
Oh my god!
Daddy. You're making the reason why daddy is a cringe word relevant.
Oh.
You just compared a sexual partner to a parent, and I hate it.
Oh.
Daddy.
I don't call my bio dad that.
You just compared. You just made the analogy.
He didn't actually leave for cigarettes and not come back. He just
doesn't matter.
Picked
you
me
compared
up from
a
my
parent
mom's house
to the sexual partner.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Bio dad and daddy are two different things.
Okay.
All right. And we have our credits name. Amy, what's our credits name this week?
All right, I'm trying to go back. It was Slim Pickens. It's been Slim Pickens for 8 episodes.
Okay.
I'm trying to go back to the roots that this is just, it's just a fun name to say.
Okay.
So the person who played Madison King, Madison with 2 N's and 1 Y, but not where you think.
Okay, I love it. I think that's a good one.
Oh, no, I'm not. I wasn't done.
Oh.
She was played by Patty Guggenheim. Guggenheim. I'm not going to say it again because you guys are calling me out for it. Guggenheim.
You said you weren't going to say it.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes my brain is.
Guys,
like,
thank you so much. If you want to listen to our episode 9 finale review, tune in. This weekend, we're going to do Werewolf by Night. Clinton and I will be here. Not sure about Emmy, TBD, but we're going to do a Werewolf by Night review. Stay tuned for that as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know a couple of patrons and listeners have been asking about that. Next week, we do our finale. It's going to be a lot of fun. And Wakanda Forever. Holy shit. Lot of good shit heading your way, and you are gonna get
fuck.
It's gonna be great, Avengers listeners. So we are gonna do this. So thank you so much for tuning in. Clinton, Emmy, final words before we head on out of here.
Nope.
Matt Murdock, my ass remains unwhooped.
Oh shit.
Back of the daddy.